Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents, DSRadio.net. This is Terry Wilson out on the back deck again, recording episode 2. As I said in episode 1, if you didn't hear that, you'll need to go back and listen to that one. I'm in my remote location here. It's the first time I've tried to record in podcast and radio broadcast outside of my studio, which is in my home office, basically. And so the kids wanted to go outside and play, and so I said, well, let me see if I can get my laptop, and because I've got some podcasts I need to record, and I'll just do it outside while I watch you guys. And so we recorded episode 1, and what we're talking about is how to work from home. I've got a lot of clients who are real estate agents, got a lot of clients who are insurance agents, got a lot of clients who are in direct sales, and that pivot from brick and mortar to home can be scary for a lot of folks. I know it was for me. I shared in episode 1, if you hadn't heard it, you need to go back and listen. You know, I used to be in a brick and mortar retail situation, and then I went to more of an internet-based sales model, still in the same industry, was in the music industry, you know, selling instruments and sound systems and things of that nature. Used to people just coming in the store, brick and mortar, and say, hey, this is what I want. And, you know, that part of getting in front of people was handled by the actual advertising of the store, the location of the store, and all that. It was sort of, you know, half the battle was already taken care of. All you had to worry about was educating the prospective client on the product, and that's the sales. And that's where a lot of people, small business people, sort of fall short. They're strong on knowing their products. Man, I can give you a whole list, for instance, in my industry, of insurance agents that know everything there is to know about financial products, retirement products, insurance products, life insurance products, 401ks, IRAs, all of that stuff. Man, they know it inside and out. They've taken all the classes, the continuing education. They eat, sleep, drink this stuff. But they don't have a clue as how to get in front of people. And so all of that good information that they have, all that valuable service that they can provide, falls short and sometimes is just underutilized simply because they don't have the people to talk to. And that's the same in any business. You might be the greatest architect, the greatest musician, the greatest lawyer, contractor, builder, whatever industry you're in, but if you're not in front of people that can see and appreciate and decide if they want to engage in your goods and services, man, it's frustrating to be in business for yourself. It's frustrating to be in a situation where, you know, you've got all the goods but nowhere to put it. And so in episode 1, we talked about the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone of any good marketing campaign has to be, first and foremost, knowing who your prospective clients are. What do they look like? How old are they? What's their income? What's their age? Where are they located? What's their gender sometimes? You know, just an example, if I'm selling final expense life insurance, I'm going to be dealing with people that are a little bit older. Sometimes, and a lot of times, I'll call on a female gender because they're the ones that handle the checkbook. So they're the ones that's more sensitive to the needs, the financial needs and risks that are involved when someone passes. I'm going to be calling on people that are sometimes in medium to lower income simply because, you know, the running joke in life insurance is the people that can't afford it is the people who need it the most. So see, that I'm just qualifying. That's my client. That's who I am. So how do I reach that particular client? You know, and that's where a lot of people, when they first get into sales, they start a business, they just, you know, shotgun approach, man. They just calling on everyone, trying to sell their product that's made for a specific type of person and need, and they're trying to make everyone fit that need, and it gets frustrating. So we talked about you need a good data list, a list of people that fits the demographical filters, that is the makeup, the look of the people you're calling on. And so you can do this several ways. You can call USA Data. You can call Melissa Data. You can call Info Free. You can call all these companies, but they're expensive. I mean, I'm talking anywhere from $100 to $200, $300, and sometimes $500 for 1,000 names that are filtered and scrubbed. Now, what are they scrubbed against? The do not call list, because you don't want to get in trouble. So we showed where you can, through our website and our agency store, we actually sell 1,000 names and numbers for $25. We get it at wholesale, so we pass it along to help folks grow their business. And so that's where we started. And so now we're getting into, you've got a list of names. You've got people that you can call on. You've got the right audience for your message. The question is, what is your message? And I think that is the step two here is so crucial. I equate it to anything from good preaching to good speaking, public speaking, to good teaching, to good selling. See, the fact of the matter is we live in an attention deficit disorder society. So we have to really quantify a lot of information with as few words as possible. When we get back, I want to talk to you about how to brand, how to put what you're selling into what I call a sales model, right after this.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans, and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
You're listening to DSRadio.net.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
You know, I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning. I know I did in episode one, but I'm actually recording this while I'm watching my kids on the back deck at my home. They're playing out in the backyard. So if you hear kids in the background, that's the reason why. Secondly, now this is just funny. I actually have already recorded this segment, the last segment of the show today, and because I'm outside, our house cat came out and was coming up and rubbing against my leg, so I was petting it while I'm doing the podcast, and it just decides to jump up on the table while it hits my laptop and erases the recording. So I'm doing this again. I can laugh now. I had to take a breath there for a moment. But we're talking about developing a compelling message in our second episode here in this series. In the next series, we're going to talk about how to deliver that message. There's different ways you can deliver it. You can do it through telephone. You can do it through email blast. You can do it through ad campaigns from Facebook and Google and all that. So that's in the next episode. But in episode two, we're talking about the message that you're actually giving to the targeted audience that you've developed. You've got your data list. You're using the data list to get in front of the right people, to give your message in front of the right people. That's step number one. Step two, that message. And I said, you know, we live in an ADD society. I mean, everyone's attention deficit disorder. I mean, look at the commercials. The challenge you're going to have as a marketer doing it yourself is quantifying your goods and your services in as few words as possible, but as informative as possible. And so the way you do that, we live in a society that's used to branding. When you see Apple, you automatically know who that company is, what they're about, and that logo and that brand represents so much. There's so much detail underneath that brand. There's so much detail and specific information under the words that they use. When they say iPhone and iOS 6 and all these technical terms, those are small words that have big concepts under them. And so when you're talking about, you really got to start thinking as a marketer, what can I say as few words as possible to convey as much information as possible? And so the illustration I always like to give when I'm talking about this, of course, I use my own personal experience in the industry because that's what I know. Apply this to your own business. But for instance, you know, you've heard of life insurance. Everyone's heard of life insurance. Everyone knows what life insurance is about. It's for when someone that is insured dies, a certain amount is paid out. Now, why is that important, or what is it used for, and all that? There are so many reasons why people buy life insurance. But if I know what kind of life insurance I'm buying, for instance, that tells me who to get my list for. And so we're going to stick with the theme. We're talking about mortgage protection as an illustration. So remember in episode one, we talked about how to get a targeted list. So I'm wanting to sell mortgage protection. That means life insurance that's going to pay off a mortgage in case someone prematurely passes away or something happens to them, maybe not death. That's an insurable event that would help pay for the mortgage. And we'll get into that. So I've got my list. I've got a list of 1,000 people, their names, their numbers, and these are people that are from the ages of 35 to 55. They have a mortgage. They have a balance on their mortgage. They are still working, and those are the type of people you want, employed people that have certain income, certain mortgage, certain age group. So now the thing is, I want to sell them life insurance that will help them protect their mortgage. How do I get in front of those people with a message that will provoke them, compel them to act? Well, first thing I do is I don't say anything about insurance. I don't say anything about life insurance. I don't use words that are, you know, to my industry specific. I use words that they're going to understand what they mean and they're going to see value in it. So I'm going to call these people. In this illustration, it's going to be a telephone call. I'm going to call and I'm going to say, hi, Mrs. Jones. I'm calling folks in your area today to let them know that they could qualify for a mortgage protection plan for as low as $25 a month to help them pay their mortgage off early, protect their mortgage in the event they became hurt, sick, unemployed, loss of income. Even if they die prematurely, their mortgage will be protected so that people that live in the home won't be homeless in case any of those events happen. So what I've just done is I've quantified everything that that plan will do into the benefits that it offers. And I branded it as a mortgage protection and acceleration program. So quantifying huge concepts, very little words, giving huge benefits, showing an affordable cost right up front. Now take that illustration to any good services that you offer. If you want some one-on-one time to see how we can develop a script, a campaign, a marketing concept for you, I've got a link right under this podcast. Just click on it and let's get together, let's talk, let's get you selling more of what your business offers. Till next time, this is Terry, recording from the deck. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.